That's right, and I'm now joined by the former mayor of Umjindi Lonko Municipality. That's Lazarus Mashaba. He joins us now to reflect at his tenure in that local municipality. You would appreciate that that municipality now has since been dissolved or merged with the Mbombela local municipality. And the former executive mayor joins us now to look into that particular municipality because he was the last executive mayor of that local municipality. But Mashaba, good evening.
Good evening to yourself, Musa, and your team, as well as the listeners of Rise FM and Mpumalanga Namaphethelo, especially in Umjindi, where we are staying.
Mm. You know,
it is a pleasure to be hosted by you tonight.
And I know that this has definitely been a long conversation coming in. I remember the first time we teased about this conversation, we realized that there was somewhat of a great appetite for it. But let's try and just unpack at what really happened in your tenure, executive mayor. And, you know, just looking at your tenure as the executive mayor of the former Umjindi local municipality, how best would you describe it? And what was the state in which you found it from those who had come before you, such as, you know, the former mayor then, who was Richard Lukele?
You know, I think the best way one can describe it, it's not necessarily about one individual or that mayor and that mayor. It is the deployment of all of us by the African National Congress into that space. So that one is not elevated as the best mayor that has been there, just to say, but to say, we've been deployed, we met so many challenges, we reacted differently into that particular space, and we derived different results given the fact that we're unique as cadres deployed in the ANC. But when we find the municipality at that point in time, the municipality was in a bad shape. It had received about 5 disclaimers in succession over the years. And when we took it, it was not healthy. It needed us. That's why I'm talking about the African National Congress. But because when you are deployed into that space, before you are deployed, the ANC must make sure that you are a cadre that is schooled in the ideology of the ANC. You understand the mandate and objective of the ANC. So that you will be able to sit there and discharge that responsibility. So when we came, we find that, no. You see, if they said there's a disclaimer, it means the municipality is not doing well. It had its own challenges as well. You must remember that Umjindi is more rural than urban. So your revenue base is very weak. And coupled with that, it's certain things that are not, you know, probably done properly at a particular point in time. And that gave Umjindi a disclaimer. So we had to come back and bring all the system on the line and make sure that all systems, the legislation, MFMA Structures Act, and all the acts are followed to the latter. You've got to literally sit during the discussion with the audit committee, the external audit committee, the committee inside, dissect, interrogate where the gaps are, where the leaks are, where this municipality is ailing.
Yeah.
So that we'll be able to do a proper, when you've done a proper diagnosis, then we'll be able to bring in the correct remedy.
Yeah, but Mashaba, let me come in there. I appreciate that you say that the municipality was not in a great state financially. But however, even when you were the executive mayor, I mean, you look at just on your, the year that which you took office until, I suppose, maybe 2014, 2015, the municipality was still not doing well financially. The 2011, 2012, you received the qualified report the following year. Qualified report the following year. It was only in 2014, 2015 financial year that the municipality was somewhat looking positive. But talk us through then, what did you do? Because you inherited a dire situation, but 3 years into your tenure, the municipality was still not doing well.
You must understand that you are taking an institution that you got to turn it around. That's why I saw in one of your, when you said you are going to interview me today, one of your commenters on your Facebook, he said the last time I saw this man, he was talking from the Casper of the police.
Yes.
You know, and the reason why that was happening is because you remember when we came, for instance, I'll give you a typical example. Everybody was getting free electricity. And that was enjoyed by everyone. That is the cost to the municipality. It's money that that electricity, we could use it elsewhere, because even doctors and nurses and lawyers and everybody, even employees, even myself, you know, as a mayor, I was getting free basic electricity. And then we said, no, but let us not do that. What cost the whole toy and everything, Mashaba is coming here, taking your electricity and stuff. Mm. But I was saying, let the electricity go to those, the free basic electricity and free, especially free basic electricity, let it go to those who deserve it. Those that are working, why should they get free electricity? So there was a lot of changes that you've got to do, but it was a process that you needed to follow.
Yeah.
It's a process that you need, it's a culture that you needed to inculcate to our communities as well as employees. You've got to command such a leadership in that space that everybody believes in you. They see, they believe in what you are pursuing. Because if you are a leader, you coerce people, you push them around, they are not going to listen to you. They will hate you.
Yeah, but
Mashaba, to come in and,
you know, you look at the state of infrastructure currently in Umjindi or Barberton now as we know it, and you look at just maybe around the year 2014, 2015 financial year, when you read into the Auditor General's findings, it's not really a great picture of how much the municipality spent on just repairs and infrastructure. Talk us through what really happened in that particular year and just the years before, because the Auditor General seeks to suggest that at that particular time, the municipality did not even maintain, you know, the infrastructure and the repairs of the municipality.
Well, it's a problem that we find ourselves in as an institution. You see, when you sit and look at the basket of our people's needs, vis-à-vis the budget at your disposal, it is very frustrating. In actual fact, during the budgetary discussion and preparing of the budget, there's no frustrating moment in any executive mayor and the leadership of that municipality, the Troika, the CFO, the MM, and everybody, even councillors. Because that is where you look at the needs and you realize that the money that you have, it's not enough. So your prioritization then becomes a critical. And each and every councillor sitting in there is fighting for its share of the budget in terms of whether do I put a lot of money in. Well, we've got to put a lot of money in maintenance in any way, because that is our investment. So it doesn't make sense when you put a road that you do not maintain, but this is what I have, bank it. You know, you've got it, bank it, make sure that you don't lose it. But you lose it sometimes. You know, even this protest, you shift, you know, where you go and you burn the roads, and it puts a strain in the healing, in the less revenue that we have and money at our disposal. So there's a lot of factors that drives us to that situation where you find that the road is not well maintained, the town is not clean, and a number of things, the material is not there, the people, the employees, they want to work, but they've got, don't have material to work with.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge that we have.
Let's also maybe look, sorry Mdomdala, I'm just pressing you because I'm looking at the time. You know, let's look into what led into the merger of Umjindi and Mbombela local municipality. And do you honestly think that was the great idea to merge these two entities?
At that point in time, Musa, you see, we felt it was a good decision that as the governing party and employees of the ANC at that point in time, supported that particular view. Because we look at, we thought that, look, we are going to build a city in Bombela. The equitable share that is going to be given to us when we are in Bombela is going to be much more larger and bigger than when we are standing at the corner as a municipality. And for Mpumalanga to have a metro, to work towards a metro, it was going to have a rippling effect from an economic point of view and in terms of employment, and a plethora of benefits that are going to come with that. But as you know, you plan here and you think this is going to work there, but when you get there, you find a little bit of surprises. But the ANC is hard at work as we speak to review and look at the whole thing and say, look, if the measure is working, the service has got to be jacked up. It has to be at a higher level.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, and our community has spoken in many forums, that is not the case. This is a challenge that we are facing. And we are doing a turnaround strategy as the ANC sitting together with the leadership to say, how do we get into the space? How do we remedy this situation as we are moving forward to the, you know, to the national elections? Mm-hmm. It is important that you know, we listen to our people. We listen to what the people are saying. So there's a lot of things. But at that point in time, Musa, it was the correct decision because we realized, with the revenues now, because most of our areas are rural, Musa.
But Mashaba,
we cannot collect money there.
Yeah, unfortunately, my producer is just indicating to me that we have exhausted our time. But I'm really fascinated to know from you, Mdomdala Kuti, at the height of that particular strike or protest, I mean, when you went to the media, did you really insult those people?
I never. You know, what happened is that when I was there was a territory, they asked me a question. You can go to the Likwala Kwala FM, you'll find that clip because you good people keep those.
Mm.
My error is just to say no. All that I saw, I never saw people toitoi. Because some of them said, no, but people like that. I said, no, I never saw a lot of people toitoi. I saw people that were coming from a tavern. They were drunk, making noise. You know, that was my statement. Whether that was wrong at that point in time, but that's exactly what I said. But I never, ever, I don't think it is in me to insult, even not a single person. It's not my character. I even took a little number a light, not in my nature, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
For one to say this, nah, sure, logo, but when you are in an office and people, it's small light, it flies like, you know, and you've got no way to you would defend yourself. The best thing that you've got to do is to stand there and be crucified. But I've never said, even the people that were promoting that, they knew. That they know even today that I never said that, you know. But it worked for them at that point in time because they wanted to
do it. Mdomdala, thank you so much for making time. And I know this was just part one. We'll definitely get into part two, and we'll definitely get into some more intense conversation around what really happened and you know what becomes a solution, because people can't be complaining on a daily basis about water and electricity that is being not afforded to them. But nonetheless, I want to thank you so much, Mdomdala, for making time. And the last time I heard of you was you becoming Umfundisi. And I was really, really surprised to see your name on the PEC additional members there. But nonetheless, congratulations then yet again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Musa. Thank you to your good self, your team, and the listeners at home, and everybody. We salute as the ANC. Thank you so much.
Former mayor of Umjindi local municipality, that's Obab Lazarus Mashaba, there talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes.